This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. NaturalNews.com update for June 26th. There's been a lot of debate and division about masks, and that's the focus of this podcast, pro-mask versus anti-mask. Number one, it's important that I make our position clear from Natural News and myself, the health ranger, because we are being falsely described as being anti-mask. In fact, the lying left-wing media, which does zero fact-checking, they just invent anything they want. They don't actually check any facts. And so they figure that since we are sort of conservative-leaning or pro-liberty or pro-Trump from time to time, they figure we're anti-mask, so they just claim we're anti-mask. We aren't anti-mask. In fact, we are probably distinguished as the most assertive pro-mask independent publisher on the internet, and we've been that way since day one. We've never flip-flopped on that. Unlike Dr. Fauci, the CDC, the WHO, and the U.S. Surgeon General, all of whom have flip-flopped on masks, Natural News has been solidly pro-mask from day one, and we've never wavered. So, in fact, Natural News has a better pro-mask record than the WHO and the CDC and Dr. Fauci himself. So that's worth noting right there. Secondly, the mask split in the independent media, I find it very interesting, even though, of course, I encourage all forms of free speech and I encourage public debate. So different views out there. Most of the independent media has become anti-mask. I disagree with them, but I do support their right to speak. You see, that's the difference. You see, the left-wing media and basically leftism in general, it's all about tyranny, obedience, conformity. You must agree with them all the time on every point. You can't have a different point of view in their point of view. So they don't even understand how independent publishers can entertain different points of view. They don't understand that. They always demand obedience from their people. Oh, you must kneel down and lick the boots of Black Lives Matter, or you're a bad person. This is why the left is eating itself right now, by the way. This is why, you know, gay people are being stabbed at Black Lives Matter rallies, even when those gay people are pro-Black Lives Matter, because they were white. You see, the radical left is just literally stabbing its own people and eating its own, whereas independent publishers tend to be more, you know, just freedom oriented. You could have a different view because we embrace real diversity. So when InfoWars is out there, for example, they've become very strongly anti-mask, and, you know, the Gateway Pundit and others have become strongly anti-mask. And even you could say Dr. Judy Mikovits is anti-mask in an overall sense. Why don't we denounce those anti-mask views? Because we enjoy the debate. We enjoy the conversation. We don't have to agree with every single thing that is mentioned in, let's say, the Plandemic movie in order to promote the movie. I promoted Plandemic because it was being banned by everybody. That's the main reason I promoted it. I don't agree with every assertion in the film Plandemic, but most of it is right on. Most of it's very good. Not everything. You see, the radical left, they just can't understand that. They always demand absolute obedience, so they don't realize how you can support someone's free speech and not agree 100% with everything they say. Now, of course, as a scientist myself, you know, a published scientist, an owner of a lab, you know, an actively working scientist in an ISO-accredited, internationally recognized laboratory, I can support my position on why masks work. I can support it. I understand the process of, you know, particulate filtration. And I understand that masks basically trap the spit that is produced by people as they speak. So if an infected person is speaking and they don't have a mask, they are projecting small particulate matter into the air. And that's why, you know, people spread the infections very easily in indoor environments. So I understand that masks work when worn by people who are infected. Masks don't have perfect protection for a wearer who is not infected, but that's not even the point. Masks need to be worn by those who are infected so they don't spread it. However, I'm not in favor of mask mandates. And this is a key health freedom issue. I don't think the government has the right to force anybody to wear anything, or to force somebody to take a vaccine, or to force a child to undergo chemotherapy. All those things are wrong. They violate human dignity. They violate, in some cases, parental rights. They certainly violate your right to freedom of choice about what happens to your body. So whether or not you choose to wear a mask, I think, is up to you. And so this idea that they should be mandatory and that people should be fined, or maybe even taken away to FEMA camps, it's insane. Or mandatory vaccines is even more insane. Probably the vaccines are going to end up killing more people than the virus itself. You know, based on the vaccine fast tracking, no testing, you know, just bypassing all the animal trials. It's insane. No long-term testing at all. The vaccines are going to be dangerous. But if you really want to know what's dangerous, it's the fact that the mainstream media is anti-nutrition. You know, they rail on InfoWars for being anti-mask, but the mainstream media is anti-nutrition. They hate vitamin C. They hate zinc. They hate vitamin D. They don't tell people that, hey, maybe you should, you know, support your immune function so that whether or not you're wearing a mask, you have a better immune response and you can be protected against infectious disease. You know, vitamin D alone, if you look at the research of tuberculosis, vitamin D alone helps enhance, you know, respiratory immune defenses that your body, you know, can use to be healthy and to be safe. And yet, no one in the media talks about that, do they? See, the media is anti-nutrition, and that's way more dangerous than being anti-mask, in my opinion. So yeah, okay, Alex Jones is anti-mask. But the media is anti-vitamin C, for God's sake. I mean, the media is anti-freedom. The media is anti-America. We have much bigger issues than whether or not you're wearing a mask. I mean, our country is under assault. America is at a tipping point here. You got the radical left waging war, an actual civil war, seizing downtown Seattle, for example. The media is a bunch of liars who hate Trump. They hate America. They hate the Constitution. The tech giants hate freedom of speech, and they don't abide by the First Amendment. I mean, yeah, we can debate about masks all day, and I can certainly support my position on masks very easily. It's logical and rational, but it's the smallest issue of our time. Who gives a crap about masks when we're about to lose our lives? We're about to lose our freedom, about to lose our country here. And we've already lost, you know, the media. The media is a joke. They don't even exist as any real institution of investigating and reporting on truth. The New York Times is just a partisan group of hacks who hate Trump. You know, Washington Post, same thing. CNN, MSNBC, they're all the same. They're all just extensions of the propaganda of the Democrats. That is a far bigger problem than whether or not somebody's wearing a mask. Believe me. I mean, even if you get the infection and die from it, you realize how many people would die in America if the communists take over? You realize how many people have died, you know, 262 million people have died in the 20th century alone from communism and socialism. You know, government genocide, or what's called democide, against the people. That's a quarter of a billion people or more. I mean, it's those numbers are huge compared to whether or not you wear a mask. Who gives a crap, frankly? So, yeah. Natural News is a pro-mask publisher, and we stand our ground on that issue. We don't just go in with the anti-mask, you know, popular position among independent media, you know, because I've never been one to try to conform to what's popular. I always stand my ground on scientific principles and what is true. And masks do work, and people should wear them on public transportation or indoor shared air environments, like workplaces and or buses or whatever. But mandating masks is a very dangerous slippery slope that'll get into mandatory vaccines. I mean, how can you force someone to wear something? What are you going to do next? Mandatory hijabs, you know, for all women? All women have to wear Muslim garb next? Is that going to be the left's thing? Or maybe they'll make everybody mandatory. You have to wear a shirt that says Black Lives Matter. How about that? I'm sure the left would love that. You must be supporting Black Lives Matter or you will be fined. You know, that's probably what's coming next. Or they'll make you buy clothes. This is like Obamacare, where they force you to buy health insurance that you don't want and don't need in some cases. They're going to make you buy clothes from, you know, Joe Biden's, you know, brother's company or whatever family member is getting kickbacks. I mean, it's insane. You can't have the government compelling you to force you to wear things that you don't want to wear. And by the way, some people do have breathing problems. And I'm not saying that they should wear masks. If you've got a respiratory situation, you got extreme allergies, you have trouble breathing, then masks may not be appropriate for you. I'm just talking about for normal, healthy people. It's a good idea, but it should be voluntary. You know, a voluntary society, what a thought, what an idea that people should be able to choose what they want to wear, what they want to say, where they want to work, what they want to do, if they want to carry a gun or not. That's their choice. You know, a voluntary society. That's what terrifies the left-wing media the most and leftists in general. They hate the idea of a voluntary society. They want everything to be mandatory and they want to be in control so they can force you to do their bidding because they, the left, they are bullies. And really, mask mandates is mask bullying. And in fact, all these, you know, attacks and lies about Natural News saying that we're anti-mask, that's also bullying and lying, which is what the left-wing media, that's all they do these days, is bullying and lying and censoring the truth, you know? So I tell you what, I'm glad, you know, InfoWars, for example, even though they're anti-mask, I'm glad InfoWars exists. I'm glad that they have their voice. I'm glad that the Gateway Pundit exists. I'm glad that Zero Hedge exists. And I don't think Zero Hedge falls one way or the other on the mask issue. By the way, that's just not their focus. They focus more on financial content. But for me, I'm pro-mask. And yeah, I get frustrated about the health authorities lying to us too. And there have been times where I've said, maybe I'm not going to wear a mask today. But when I go into a shop or whatever, I am wearing a mask in Texas, especially since the second wave is coming back on. I'm going to be wearing masks in, you know, when I go shopping, just out of respect to others and just to set an example. But I don't wear a mask at home, obviously. That would be insanely stupid. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's doing that, but I've heard some people are. In any case, we are here fighting for human freedom and truth. And in terms of freedom, it means that you wear what you want to wear. It's not my job to tell you what to wear, what not to wear. If you don't want to wear a mask and you want to take that risk for yourself, go for it. I mean, it's just like we let people smoke cigarettes in society, right? We don't outlaw all cigarettes, even though cigarettes give people heart disease and cancer and stroke risk and everything else. You know, smoking a cigarette is a very toxic, dangerous thing. Why is it still okay for people to do that? Because we don't want to live in a society of government tyranny that tells you what you can and can't do, you know, in your own self-interest. I mean, imagine a society where you must wear a mask. So that's something being forced upon you, but then you can't smoke a cigarette. And then, you know, maybe you must wear something else. I don't know, like a tracker, a contact tracing tracker armband or something. And then you can't eat, you know, fried chicken or something because they say that's going to cause heart disease and atherosclerosis. So, you know, do you want to live in that kind of society where the government has a list of like all these things that you must do and then all these things that you are forbidden to do? Do you want to live in that kind of society? It's already too much of that. You're not allowed to, what? You're not allowed to carry more than $10,000 in cash through an airport, right? That's insane. $10,000 isn't even that much cash. What's wrong if you want $11,000? You know, that's not even that much money. But you can wear a diamond ring worth $250,000, I guess. So that's insane. You know, you really want to live in a society where the government decides everything that you're allowed to do and not do? No. So if people want to wear a mask, that's their own business. If they don't want to wear a mask, that's their business too, as far as I'm concerned. I would encourage it, but we don't mandate it. So if Joe Biden becomes president, we'll be living under the Alzheimer's White House, the demented leadership. Literally demented with dementia. He says he's going to mandate masks. Okay, great. How are you going to enforce that? What are you going to do? Have mask police? You're going to have an app where nationwide mask narcs can flag people who weren't wearing masks? You know, a bunch of snitches? Like, it's already happened in Hawaii. You have all these snitches there researching people's vacation photos to find out who wasn't wearing a mask. And then they get the photos of their license plates and then they have them fined. I mean, really? Is this what it's come to? A bunch of stay-at-home snitches working for the government? That's not a society in which I want to participate. So if Joe Biden becomes president and he says all masks are required all the time, then you know the next thing for him is, oh, well, yeah, you also have to have vaccines. And then it's going to be maybe mandatory abortions. Who knows? I mean, if the government owns your body and can tell you what to wear, what to do, what to inject, then where does that ever stop? It doesn't. Pretty soon, Joe Biden will be, you know, we have to euthanize everybody over 70 to make the government break even on its entitlement payouts, or it'll be, you know, mandatory vaccine number one, and then vaccine number two, vaccine number three. Oh, and the media will say, oh, the virus mutated. You got to have another vaccine. Everybody line up again. And, you know, it's just endless injections with these unsafe cocktails of toxic medicine that hasn't even had any real testing. Is that the society in which you want to live? No, thanks. Me neither. And that's why I am pro mask in terms of the fact that masks work, but anti-mask mandates. In the same sense, I understand the science of immunization. I'm not anti-vaccine. Everybody's always describing me as anti-vax. I'm not anti-vax. I understand how vaccines work. I'm anti-vaccine mandates. You shouldn't force them on people, but I understand how they work. I understand antibodies. I'm anti-toxic ingredients in the vaccines. See, but that distinction is never understood by the lying media, who's not even interested in the truth anyway. So the bottom line, I fight for your health and your health freedom. And if you are going into an area where other people are sick, you should hope that they are wearing masks. And you might want to wear one too. If you don't, that's your choice. That's your freedom. You get infected, that's your problem. And that's the way society should operate. If you want to smoke cigarettes, you know, if you want to buy Bitcoin, if you want to go visit a prostitute in Vegas, whatever, all these sins, you want to drink alcohol, drink too much, you know, that's your choice when you're not harming other people. And, you know, it doesn't mean you can drive on the wrong side of the road and cause head-on collisions with people. That obviously is killing someone else. But if you want to take the risks, then that's your choice. And for everybody else out there, if you want to protect yourself from the coronavirus, start thinking about nutrition, because that's the answer. Nutrition means that masks become obsolete because your immune system is able to handle it. See? So if the media would just go out there and recommend zinc, you know, and quercetin and vitamin D and all these things, masks would become basically irrelevant. But they won't recommend nutrition because they're all big pharma whores. They're all puppets for big pharma. That's their real agenda, is to keep you sick and sell you toxic prescription drugs and vaccines. Oh, and take away all your rights and all your freedoms and crush your free speech, take away your firearms, and defund the police and let the gangs take over all the cities. I mean, that is the left-wing agenda in a nutshell, and crush America, destroy the country, roll out communism and globalism, in case you're curious. All that stuff, way more dangerous than any virus. End of story.